It's a new era in our great game. Welcome to AFL Women's.
Crowds have been piling in, and we expect close to capacity here today for this momentous occasion. International Women's Day, and the women take centre stage.
Women's sport in Australia has grown enormously over the past decade. As each year passes, more records are broken and more achievements are made. But as history shows, female athletes haven't always been respected.
I wouldn't cross the road to watch it.
Not one team in the Women's World Cup could beat a junior male side in the A-League.
Media exposure is extraordinary for something that's not very good.
Despite the critics, women's sport is thriving. And one single event has the chance to not only further solidify women's sports in this country, but to inspire a whole new generation.
The host country of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023 will be Australia, New Zealand.
For the first time, the largest women's sporting event in the world is being held in the Southern Hemisphere. To get a better understanding of this significant event, I interviewed Griffith University PhD candidate for the Department of Sport, Erin Nichols. Erin started playing football from a very young age and continues to play to this day. Erin believes that this World Cup means so much to young female sports fans.
I think it means everything. Not only does it tell young women, but also all women across Australia that female footballers are valued and that they have the capacity to take up space on a main stage. It'll just inspire and motivate a whole new generation to come through. And I think it's really important to acknowledge the legacy of previous footballers and Matildas as well, that this isn't just one instance, one isolated instance of progression, but this is off the back of trailblazers and the legacy of, you know, not only the 1975ers, but also this is just a momentous event for all women and all Australians as well.
As women's sport in general gains further momentum with the co-hosting of this World Cup, Erin says it's vital for all three levels of government to further invest.
I think it's integral, it's fundamental, essential. It is the factor that will be affecting the momentum of this event after, you know, that final whistle. How government will invest in greater opportunities across all pathways, grassroots and high performance. The professionalisation of women's football in Australia is really central to government involvement at all levels, federal, state and local.
Erin hopes that this World Cup will act as a catalyst in creating change and promoting inclusivity for women in sport.
You can't be what you can't see, and that's what it all comes down to, that we are centre stage, represented across social media and more traditional media. It is important to acknowledge that a lot of progress has been made, but that is still alongside instances of sexism, marginalisation and trivialisation. So I think events such as this make sport more inclusive for women just by increasing the visibility, the worth and also the visual economy of what women are capable of.
With the World Cup in full swing, I headed to the Matildas clash against Nigeria at a packed Suncorp Stadium and asked fans what they thought of the atmosphere.
The atmosphere is fantastic, it's electric. I never thought in my lifetime as an 80-year-old woman I would ever see such an event.
This crowd is amazing and the atmosphere is brilliant. I caught the bus in with my family, everyone was very excited. And walking around the stadium, I'm in awe of the number of people here and also the variety of people. There's young families, older people, boys, girls. It's amazing.
Thanks to this World Cup, a legacy has been created that will inspire any female athlete across Australia.